like shadows dancing across the sky. It's middle of March. It's blooming freezing. I've got a really nice thick cup of hot Bovril, and I think we're ready to go. Ready to go. I don't know if there's crackling or not. I don't care. It's the same old conversation we have every week, and it is another week. So welcome back to another bout of, well, we still haven't got a clue what the title of this show is, but it was a week, wasn't it, in some capacity. It is a show that takes a look back at the week's news, according to Crazy Fool, a little bit of cherry on the side, a little bit of cherry on the side. And it's all rounded up in a weekly bundle of trivial-o-matic nonsense draped in world events with historically social irregularities to grease the banter, and all bound together with some cracking music from whatever I can muster, whatever happened and whatever week we're talking about. What I do know is a fresh edition is brought to your doorstep every, well, sometime Saturday. Beware, may contain nuts. You know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, just so. Cool cat looking so pretty. Yeah, indeed. Look, we're going to cut it and keep it and try and frazzle it down to 15 minutes, so we better get on with it, okay? Stop gibbering on there, Foolster. Who are we? We are RadioPrimco.com, the home of The Dog Diaries, the home of Dude Talk, loads of other stuff as well. We can't be bothered though. We're right here though. Oh, and in this particular episode, I tell you what we're doing. What we've done in the last couple of weeks with the show that we still have no name for, which is kind of like catchy, we've just taken random ones out of the box, which is what it used to be called, out of the box. You get, but I thought, you know, I'd just go back to the beginning, which is very confusing because the beginning was about 2002 or 2001, and these episodes are ones that I found that I've got recorded from about 2011, which were prior taken from 2002. You still with me? Anyway, we were in Phuket, we were in Vietnam, we were on 92.75, we were, hang on, we still are. Around the globe, we were on Radio Indochine, and not now. We're just Radio Pinko, mate. If it wasn't enough, we are podcasted on. Well, we used to have a podcast called CFNR, CrazyFoolsNewsRound.co.uk. If you're confused, you should be, but we are though always on RadioPrimco.com, the home of Dude Talk. Which is, of course, where you can get all other shows. What's it got? It's got the lot. But right now, we're here, nestled in the sugary lumps of a melted chocolate digestive that's keeping your cuppa compelled to the very last spoonful. That's right, that loving spoonful that we just heard right there. Or you could have hot tea, or you could have like hot Bovril, like I've got. Summer in the city, no chance, it's blinking freezing. I think we're going to have snow tomorrow. Anyway, be ye in ye city, or in the pool, or in a park, or up a gum tree without a paddle, Fool's going to keep you and those endorphins tingling with his effervescent take on world news, crazy rock and roll capes, Fool's gold, animal news, number crunching, things getting on my goat, our story tells from the dark side, lumps more, and some walloping tunes from the good old rollicking route of rock and roll that we call rock and roll. This week though, we'll be looking at, oh, I don't one of those weeks where it's all tasted like pneumonia, which is pneumonia. It just spelt like that, you know. Seriously, I had pneumonia once, but that was a long time ago. Yeah, I really don't know this week. I do know that we didn't cover the whole mole issue last week. Oh yeah, we had a thing about moles, didn't we, for a while. So here's some more mole facts. A mole on the left shoulder means a quarrelsome man, or denotes that a woman will have many husbands. Are you paranoid yet? But lo, we've got a rant to get on with, and this week's is dedicated to the... Oh, this is brilliant. I remember this like it was yesterday. It was a long, long, or many, many yesterdays ago. Anyway, it's dedicated to the men and women of the fire brigade at London's Beckenham station, the White Watch to be precise, who wrote in... Well, I'll tell you precisely it was who wrote in. It's my mate John B, who, bless him, has since passed away. But I remember it clearly. He wrote in and said, loving the show, Fool. Keep up the good work. If you can give us a shout, that would be great. Oh, no, hang on second thoughts, don't give us a shout, we'll miss it. Hey, fire brigade humour, eh? Go on. Anyway, he says, he goes on, he says, our motto is, you light 'em, we fight 'em. Can you play anything for us in the show sometime? Either Disco Inferno or I'm on Fire by The Boss. Yeah, I suppose I probably could. Not just yet, though. We'll get it done in the show, which is kind of, at these days, spread over about 4 weeks. So it might be on week 3, 4, 2. It's not going to be in this one because I'm nearly out of time already and we haven't even got to the first song. I'll tell you what we will do, though. We'll go to the news and come back with something sometime, somewhere, someplace. Enough with the chimes. Time very much. I was going to give you the news brought to us by Skippers at Royal Phuket Marina, the family friendly bar and restaurant. Catch the TGIFs coming soon every Friday, which I'm not going to, though, because that was a long time ago in a different world and a different place. What I can tell you, though, our new old story is called True Blue, all about those English heritage sites, you know, the little blue what they call plaques, yeah, not your teeth, the plaques that go on the wall. Anyway, they've met stiff opposition to erecting a blue plaque on the house of an iconic stripper. Hang on, I need some more bovril. Tastes so good. That's lovely. That's so... Whoa, everything is melting inside. It's lovely. My nose is dripping, which is, it's been dripping all morning. It's cold out there. I've been out in the garden doing stuff. Anyway, let's get back to this English heritage. We're miffed with the people that have erected a blue plaque on the house of an iconic stripper. Phyllis Dixie, to be precise. She was streaks ahead of her time when she took to the boards of London's West End in the 1940s. At the time, only motionless images were permitted, whereby Lord Chamberlain ruled, well, if you move, it's rude. Damn right, Lordy. I can't blame it. My nose is just streaming. It's because it's so cold and my hot bovril's working it. Anyway, now the English Heritage would like to commemorate her dwellings in Surbiton with the same status that has done many famous homes up and down the country, from Jimi Hendrix to Charles Darwin's. However, it is the wording that has caused the biggest problem. Wipes nose. Reads, Phyllis Dixie, 1914 to 1964, striptease artiste, lived here in flat number 15. Was that a bloke from the 8.5 Hot Mum? I am an artist. What's his name? Shut up, lovely boy. What we're talking about? Anyway, persuading residents has so far failed. Who would have preferred the word burlesque? Yeah, but that doesn't sit with the English heritage, who say it is an American word. Yeah. Others fear their home would be known as the stripper building. Yeah. You know, when you get directions, don't start here. From the post office, past the dog and duck, past the stripper building, it's next on the left. It probably is, and probably still would be, if it was called the stripper building. But it's not, nor the burlesque. Either way, Oliver Dixie, who's 34, when I wrote this, which it could be about, well, he could be dead by now. He could have his own plaque of his own if he did anything. Anyway, he's the grandson of Phyllis's brother. What? Who said, it has upset some of the family. To be fair, she was a stripper. There are no bones about that, but we would prefer her to be called a fan dancer, which is sweet, as we know, but to which also has rattled the British Music Hall Society, one such Terry Lomas, who is one of the bigwigs at the British Musical Society, who put forward her claim, remarked burlesque wouldn't work and fan dancing was just one of the things she did, adding she would love to be known as an actress, but this is too bland and she wasn't very good. I tell you what, you got to love the lovies. Bent is a nine bob note, but they'd tell you it straight, wouldn't they? Well, in some capacity. But anyway, perhaps it is only fitting that the queen of striptease, as she was known, is just how she should be honoured, because it doesn't mean Jimi Hendrix the poet, does it? Or Charles Darwin the primal selector? No, but I dare say there were some primal screams from some Tory punters as Phyllis took her socks off, if you get my drift. I think I've just about done, and I've got no time for to do anything apart from play a bit of Primal. I really hate to talk through and over and cut records short, but here we go. I don't know if this is recording or what. It all sounds a bit crackly, but we'll just do it anyway. It's going out with it. I'm not doing another one. That's the way it goes, baby. And what I can tell you, though, is coming up in a week's time, 22nd of March, Dude Talk number 4. It just so happens the 22nd of March just so happens to be kind of like the, I suppose the bloke who instigated the whole walk in the first place. It's his birthday. It would have been if he's still with us, silly old fool. And it also happens to be the day that I came back to Blighty from about 27 years abroad. On the 22nd of March 2022, mate. Just thought I'd say that for no interest other than I've said it. Alright, get it? Got it? Good. Good. That Bovril. It's just out of this world. It's inspired me to go and buy some Spanish tortilla and olives. Thank you very much for listening. Keep it turning, keep it wheel, keep it radio, primco.com. This particular episode is probably going to go on for about 5 episodes. Does that make sense? The series parts? I don't know what I'm talking about. Ta-da.